Serious Italian on Commerce Street. Saza, much more than pizza. This is Serious Italian food. Help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. A man accused of setting the holy fire south of Los Angeles is held on $1 million bail with a court appearance today. A local fire chief says Forrest Clark had texted him, "This place is going to burn." More than 20,000 people are under evacuation orders.
You kind of don't want to pack because you don't want to jinx yourself, but then you don't want to not pack and, yeah. and not be ready. It's a weird, surreal experience.
Fire started Monday. More questions from Republican lawmakers about the so-called Trump dossier.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte readying subpoenas for those connected to an unverified and controversial dossier produced by former British spy Christopher Steele. House Oversight Chairman Trey Gowdy says he's troubled over new revelations former Obama Justice official Bruce Orr had contact with Steele even after the 2016 election. Democrats, however, say House Republicans are working to undermine the credibility of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
Fox's Sean Langell, Fox News. You report, you decide.
Oscars are boring, so we at the Academy have added exciting yet specific new categories like Best Crotch-Kicking Scene.
Ow! My crotch!
Best Star Wars Spin-Off with Chewbacca. Best Star Wars Spin-Off without Chewbacca.
Where's Chewie?
Best Reboot of Batman's Origin Story.
Oh no, my parents were killed. Again.
Best Fast and Furious Movie released in the past 6 months. Best movie based on a TV show, based on a comic book, based on a 70s TV commercial.
Huh?
And finally, most romantic crotch-kicking scene.
I love you. Marry me.
Ow! My crotch!
We just received a memo that I am about to reveal to members of the morning show. Upper level management expects us to work on Saturday.
What?
Your thoughts, Greg Budell?
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?
What do you think, Jay Scott?
Is this how you get your sick kicks?
Your reaction, Emily Hayes?
Well, I'll be a hobbled heifer.
What do you think, Bailey the Wonder Dog? And Rich Thomas? I think all of us here on Saturday would be fun. What do you think?
You're stupid.
Well, here's the memo. Where do you want me to stick it?
Stick it where the sun don't bloody shine.
When will I ever learn? Stand by for three men and a lady.
Well, we're all here this morning, except for Emily. And Jay.
Tell me how frosted out the jobs are.
Who is otherwise engaged.
I'm comfy, David!
But you're not part of the show. But you know who is the one, the only, the...
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
If you didn't get a shower or storm at your house yesterday, and many of you did, today the chances are actually a little bit better. Partly sunny today, scattered to numerous showers and storms by later on this afternoon, and certainly this evening as well, with a few of them on the strong side. Today's high 90. Risk of storms continuing well into the evening hours tonight before fading out, low 75. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Storms will be hard to find. isolated storm may be somewhere in the area, but few and far between. High in the lower 90s. Don't forget, and later on in the morning, we'll talk more about the space station flyover tomorrow night. It's a good one. Wow. 803 to 806. Perseid meteor shower later on. A double feature in the sky tomorrow night. Cloud dependent, of course. Then Sunday, with a high in the low to mid-90s. Spotty hit or miss storms, especially later on in the afternoon and evening. Monday, not much change. And we're back to the mid-90s Tuesday and Wednesday. Right now, calm winds out there. A little mist. That's how much humidity is out there. A little mist. Temperature is 73 at 610.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Tear off the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
Thank you, Shemp. This just in from the millennials. They want you to know that they did not start the fire.
You know, I'm sick and tired of all the haters out there saying that millennials suck and that we're all stupid and entitled little b****s. Read a book, man. That's how kids have always been. I'm not going to take it anymore. It's not our fault we were born. It's our parents' fault. And that's what this song's all about. It's about how we millennials didn't start the dumpster fire of history. All the old people in this song did. Like Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Student Baker, Television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe. If you're over the age of 35, you got some explaining to do, man. Rosenberg's H-bomb, Sugar Ray, Jean-Jean Brando, the King and I, and the Catcher in the Rye. Eisenhower vaccine, England's got a new queen, Marciano, Liberace, Santana, goodbye. We didn't start the fire, no we didn't, it was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire, so stop blaming us. No, we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it. Yeah. Hemingway, Eichmann, Stranger in a Strange Land, Dylan, Berlin, Bay of Pigs invasion, Pope Paul, Malcolm X, British politician sex, JFK, blown away. What else do I have to say? We didn't start the fire. No, but when we are gone, will it still be burning on and on and on?
They
and
did
on.
Not start the fire.
Everybody remain calm! I am a fire marshal!
Well, hot tempers and volatile times.
A deadly combination!
So we're just being ready. That's new. That just hit the tube yesterday. And you heard it here first on News Talk 93.1 FM. Hello there. Boy, you're going to come in so handy in the winter. I'm going to rub, I'm gonna rub sausage all over my hands and arms so that you're always by me, keeping me warm.
You know, you must smell what you must smell like, especially where she is.
Bounce.
Bell.
Probably sausage, maybe?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. There's a little sausage. Maybe that hint of cheese. And I gave you chickens. I take it you're still hungry? Okay.
Well, yesterday she had very limited food because she was she went through a dental procedure. Then she was
she wants under anesthesia.
Oh, Bailey, I have to have a tooth pulled Monday.
And they tell you not to feed the dog much, just a little bit, because she'd become nauseous.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't want that. Silky girl. You hungry, though. That's good. Can I have a copy of that thing so I know what we're doing on TV today?
Yeah.
Why don't we just not look at it and go freewheeling Bob Dylan?
I just, why didn't you get it? I just sent you a copy.
I don't know. I'm a little annoyed, so.
Well.
It's two pages.
Don't let anger drive your bus.
For real, this is what we're doing?
That's what he sent at 5:29 p.m. So, I don't know.
Okay.
Smile.
Can't play any samples from those, though, can we?
No. You could, but
probably not go over.
Somebody would have to spend a lot of money.
You know what we do? We can just sing them.
I don't think we can do that either.
I don't think you can do that. You can't do that either.
Seriously?
Yeah. No, it's copyright.
What in the flip?
Can't even hum it.
No.
That ain't right.
There'll be no hummus on the show us.
Even when I watch the... Oh, hi, it's me, Jay. Even when I watch the...
Don't do that.
Even when I watch the live feeds of Big Brother, and I'm talking about the stuff that doesn't air on TV, the stuff that you watch on the internet, they will cut to, like, a logo feed as soon as they recognize somebody is humming or singing a song that is... that they, and, you know, and you hear that, well, you don't hear it, but other people who have watched that show 24/7 will sometimes catch the loudspeaker voice saying, so-and-so, please do not sing.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's somebody who must watch our TV stuff on my Facebook page asking, where do you get Kaneko bacon?
Food Outlet.
That's right. I said Food Outlet is the only place I know of.
And it's always available at cost plus 10%, too. You don't have to add that.
Of course, this morning we had great cheese omelets and Kaneko sausage downstairs. That was great. It was really good.
There's a little extra. I'm hiding it from Bubba, even though he isn't here.
Where's the extra sausage at?
What?
What?
Remind me to tell you something.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry that I made the face that made you ask me on air what it is about.
Yeah. That's okay.
I'm sorry.
Quick, go to break. I want to find out what this is.
Well, speaking of that, we are going to take a break. We got local news, and we'll come back.
And tell you what Emily tells.
Yeah.
Well, we'll decide if we can tell or not.
Because everybody wants to know now. It's 6:16.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Selma woman will serve 16 years in prison for the 2012 shooting death of her live-in boyfriend. District Attorney Michael Jackson says 54-year-old Elizabeth Blunt was about to go on trial for murder when she pled guilty to manslaughter. Montgomery police are searching for a man who carjacked a woman in Cloverdale Wednesday night. The victim said she was taking items out of her vehicle when a man with a handgun came up to her and demanded money. They say he then grabbed her purse and took off in her car. And we're hitting the road again this week for Your Town Friday. This week, we're taking part in a special competition. It's called Friday Night Fights. It's a fundraiser for the YMCA. It raises money for families who can't afford YMCA memberships and helps feed kids through the Brown Bag Bus Program. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You don't have to be popular to have everyone like you.
Who are you?
The greatest radio talk show host ever.
Well, I haven't said anything worth hearing.
I was having wings with my buddies the other night and left my debit card on the table. But I didn't stress. I have Card Valet from ASE Credit Union. Card Valet lets me turn my debit card on and off from an app on my phone anytime, anywhere, so my money is always safe. If my debit card falls into the wrong hands, I'll get a real-time alert so I can act fast and protect myself. Just another way ASE Credit Union helps me control my money. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and it has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Capital Chevrolet on the Eastern Boulevard for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We're back! Here we go!
Freaking eat.
Morning, good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Let's have a tune. I'm sick of this silence.
Friday.
Friday?
Yeah, it's Friday.
Last day of the week.
Or
Friday.
Who enjoys the weekend?
Are you serious right now?
Well, it's the weekend.
You ready for it?
Let's do this. Showtime.
This is Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. Just a moment ago, thanks to Jay Scott, we had a medical moment here in the studio. I went to Infusion yesterday and had, I did an IV on with amino acids to boost metabolism. Because I'm going to lose the weight that my doctor said I should lose, so I don't die and leave you guys all alone here.
Oh, don't say you'd say that stuff.
So let me see if I can reenact the moment when I tore the bandage off where the...
I know. I was right behind you. I was an hour ahead of you there at Infusion yesterday.
Why didn't you tell me? I could have changed my time. We could have done it together and chatted.
Yeah.
We have something from Weird Al here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been this whole thing between Toto and Weezer and covering the song Africa.
Yes.
Last night, Weezer invited Weird Al on stage to do an accordion solo during their performance of the song, and we have it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Weird Al
Yankovic. Hoping for a better quality of audio on that.
Well, you know, you do the best you can with the internet.
But I just thought that little Africa, since you react, I played it for you.
I know, I heard it. Will you?
Me too.
I'm just a little kind of, I don't want to say unimpressed, but I'm not really bowled over by the cover that Weezer did. I feel like there were a lot of opportunities there to really... great with it. It's not bad.
I really like Weezer, and I really think, first of all, I'm glad they did it. I'm glad they paid tribute. I'm glad they introduced it to a new audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they did a good job.
See, I think they did a good job. I think they went safe with it.
Well, you know, there's some songs that should never be covered. You know, that's one of them, in my opinion. I can see, you know. Who's going to do a better version of that song than Toto? Nobody.
Me.
So unless you can reinvent it. What was the song we played yesterday? The Drifters did it, and so did another band.
The Unicorn song?
No. No. This was in the afternoon. This Magic Moment.
Yeah.
Drifters did it originally.
Yeah, Jay and Americans.
I loved their version a lot better. I thought
they did, too.
You know, so a song like that, fine, but not a... standard classic.
You know, Everlasting Love. Robert John did it and did a good job with it. But then Carl Carlton took it to a new level, I thought.
Yeah, he did. And you know who else did a pretty good... Rex Smith, I think, from the 80s. He's creepy, but I loved the production. That was a big, full production on the song.
You too covered that song, too. Everlasting Love.
You're kidding.
No.
How's that? Used to?
Used to. They covered that one, and they covered Can't Help Falling in Love.
As long as there's music here, Cher has released her new cover of ABBA's Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
Auto-tune it, Cher. How old is Cher?
She's like 72.
Time to play the guessing game, folks. What do we got?
72.
Yeah, I'd say 73.
I would go. I'm with you on 73.
All right, we got a 73, a 73, and a
72.
Today is Emily's day. Yesterday it was all about 53, but today it's all about 72.
All right.
Is she 72?
She's 72 years
old. Look at me go.
How about that?
What do I win?
Yeah, you can have one of those two extra pieces of smoked sausage I have.
Or you can have an Emily segment at 8:55.
Oh, Emily segment!
God, Lord.
Lower that just a little bit.
Yeah.
Would somebody answer my ears? They're ringing.
Oh, look, there's Rich!
Look at Rich Thomas on television.
It is on the air.
That's an excellent promo.
We'll say that Blue Water Weather Center.
Yeah, very
really
nice.
Good.
Nicely done.
I love it.
Accurate, insightful, informative.
And he looks large.
Stop.
And Leon's getting large.
I was just...
And Leon's getting large.
You were 1 second ahead of me there, Jay. Large. That was coming. Oh, stop, Rich. You silly sausage, you. All right, it is 6:25. Let's see what we got coming up here. We're going to do...
Oh, nothing.
Not much. I would like to remind our early morning listeners who are up, if you really want personal service, or you used to be a customer at Richardson's Pharmacy in Old Cloverdale before they closed, please try Adams Drugs. Because if you want that neighborhood feel, that very personal and attentive level of service, that's where you're going to get it, at any of their 12 locations. And by the way, the Richardson's pharmacist is now happily employed with Adams Drugs at the location right up the street from us at Perry Hill and Carmichael Road. This is really what it's all about. Like so many other great sponsors that bring you free speech, talk radio, and occasional laugh here in the morning, they're all about doing their very, very best to make you feel appreciated. With today's technology, it takes just a couple of minutes to transfer your prescriptions to an Adams Drugs location convenient to your home. You do, by the way, do delivery if you've got timing issues. And to place your orders and get your insurance card registered. And that's it. Very little inconvenience in switching. So if you're tired of being another face in a big box store pharmacy, try the local personalized warm fuzzies you'll experience at Adams Drugs. All 12 locations, find one near you, adamsdrugs.net. Traffic is next in the timeline for the 10th of August.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Some wet pavement waiting on you this morning. Overnight showers make the roadways a little bit wet as we start out this morning. But everything's okay. Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, not seeing anything on the 31 so far. Both interstate systems are a speed limit ride. Today's the day to change your life. Trenum State Community College has the training. You have the desire, so make it happen. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
MPAC Live presents Kenny G, live in concert. Multi-platinum selling, Grammy Award winning Kenny G. October 25th, 8 p.m., Montgomery Performing Arts Center. A night of all your favorites. Reserve seat tickets on sale now at MPAC Box Office, 334-481-5100, and at Ticketmaster.com. Kenny G in concert. Visit KennyG.com for more. Presented by MPAC Live.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
I'm Dimitri Palizas, and I'd like to invite you to come down with us at Mr. Gus's. I'm the son of two Greek immigrants whose dream was to start a new life in America. They did just that by opening two successful restaurants. I followed in their footsteps, and now I have my third successful restaurant in the Montgomery area. It's in my genes to serve my customers fantastic tasting food and provide the best customer service, all at reasonable prices. So, the next time you're in the mood for some authentic Greek and Italian dishes, come on into Mr. Gus's on the corner of Atlanta Highway and Bell Road.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bad choice, bad choice. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when you're caught in those shoes?
Crocs is filmed in cooperation with the unfashionable men and women of America. All people wearing Crocs are presumed innocent until judged by the fashion police.
It is 6:30 with the timeline for the 10th day of August. Here is your host, Rich Thomas.
It is the 222nd day of this year. There are 143 days remain on National Kool-Aid Day.
Oh, the Reverend Jim Jones gave Kool-Aid a bad name, huh? It's not good. It's Lazy Day.
That's why I drink Flavor-Aid. Poor man's Kool-Aid.
It's Shop Online for Groceries Day. I've never shopped online for groceries.
Groceries, not so much.
I did not. I've only done it once, and it was when I was really sick at the beginning of the year, like after the ice storm. I don't know if y'all remember that, but I was out for like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
And it was just so bad that I couldn't even go in public or anything like that. I didn't have the strength to drive.
The ice storm, is that an Apple product?
The ice storm. But no, I used that Instacart thing, and it was awesome.
Well, I got to admit, though, I went to Whole Paycheck the other day and used my Amazon Prime discount. So that was...
Publix actually did PublixDirect.com about before they even opened up here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was full online ordering and delivery, and it was just ahead of its time.
Today is World Lion Day, and I am not lying.
But
1776, London learns of the American independence. They just got the news today in London.
You know what they said?
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
News traveled slowly back then. Al Gore had not invented the internet yet. 197 years ago in 1821, Missouri, the Show Me State, became the 24th state. They're the birthplace of Mark Twain, home of the Pony Express Museum, and the St. Louis Gateway Arch. 2 weeks from today, I'll be there.
Yeah, going back to that they just finding out that we had independence, I'm wondering if, like, the royalty, like, knew ahead of time? Like, is it a thing where the government was like, hey, keep it from the people?
No, I think...
Or would it...
You have to send a boat over to deliver that kind of news. There's no other way to get the news over there.
I'm just curious I'm just curious who knew about it first and what happened.
What did you know and when?
Yeah. I figured the government holds things back.
Before the BBC aired it,
then?
172 years ago, 1846, Congress chartered the Smithsonian Institute, which was named in honor of English scientist Joseph Smithson, who donated $500,000, which was a big deal back then. 1948, Candid Microphone premieres. It is the forerunner of Candid Camera, and it debuted on AB6 on this date in 1948. 58 years ago, in 1960, Ocean's 11 released starring Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Angie Dickinson. Also on that same day, big day in Hollywood, the premiere of Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho with Anthony Perkins and Janet Leigh. 1963, 13-year-old little Stevie Wonder started a 3-week run at number one. He's the youngest to reach number one with Fingertips Part 2. Youngest singer to top the chart. So, maybe for our song of the day, we do a song from Stevie Wonder. What do you say? And this works because it actually reached number one in the summer of 73 on the Hot 100 and the Easy Listening chart. Stevie Land Hardaway. He was 23 at the time, now 68. Good song. You are the sunshine of my life. Here's Stevie.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around.
I think Bailey thinks you picked this for her. You are the sunshine of Daddy's life, Bailey.
And I pet you all the time. By the way, I messed up his real name is Steve Lynn Hardaway Morris. And they thought Stevie Wonder was better. 50 years ago in 68, The Who, Magic Bus. Not one of my favorite Who songs. 41 years ago in 77, postal employee David Berkowitz arrested in Yonkers of New York, accused of being the son of Sam. He shot 6 people to death, wounded several others because his dog told him to do it.
Bailey, you would never get me to commit a crime, would you?
Is that a yes? 1981, extremely tragic event. The severed head of 6-year-old Adam Walsh, who disappeared from a shopping mall 2 weeks earlier, found in a canal, Vera Beach, Florida. 1984, Red Dawn is the first PG movie. It's released on this date, starring Patrick Swayze, Wolverine. That's a big line from that movie.
Also in that movie, Jennifer Grey.
Oh.
Right. It was before they did Dirty Dancing and all that stuff. Yeah. They were in that movie together.
Before she had the nose job that kind of ruined
her. Well, I mean, that ruined her career. That was the most boneheaded move anybody could ever make ever.
Yeah.
1985, Michael Jackson buys every Beatles song for, now listen to the price, $47 million he bought it for. It was valued at $1 billion in 2006 and later sold back to Sony. Paul is still in court trying to get the rights back to his songs.
Poor Paul.
2003, temperature in the UK tops 100 degrees Fahrenheit for the first time during a European heat wave. More than 35,000 people died in that heat wave in Europe. Birthdays, Kyle Jenner is 21 today. Antonio Banderas is 58. Rosanna Arquette is 59. She inspired the song Rosanna. The song's not about her, but they named it after her. Ian Anderson is 71. There is no real person called Jethro Tull. He is. I know, it's like, man, I met Jethro Tull one time. No, it's not a guy. That's a group.
It's a rock flute.
Remember Gary Gears?
Yeah.
He got fired for not knowing better. He called him, here's Mr. Jethro Tull.
Mr. Jethro Tull.
Classic game, Jack. I had no idea what he was talking
about. Mr. Tull's been on tour lately.
Is that all the way up, by the way? I'm just curious. They're about to go to break. Ronnie Spector is 75. The Ronettes' biggest hit, Be My Baby. And Jimmy Dean, who was the Sausage King, died in 2010. He would have had a birthday today. Jack Haley, the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz, died in 1979, and he would have had a birthday today. We're 21 days till Labor Day weekend begins, and of course, football the next day. 47 days till birthday season starts. 86 days till the clocks change. Christmas is now only 137 days away, and a month later, it's like Christmas again, only it's a wedding. Just now, 168 days away. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensing number 17022.
We see a cluster of storms on the radar up in North Alabama, Talladega, Childersburg, down to Montevallo. And our forecast for today, calling for partly sunny with a high around 90, but scattered to numerous showers and storms, particularly numerous this afternoon. A couple could be on the strong side with gusty winds. Risk of storms continues well into the evening hours tonight before fading out, low 75. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Could be an isolated storm. They will be few and far between. I mean, the radar is going to be quiet tomorrow. Lots of sun, low 90s. Don't forget, we'll talk about it in a few minutes, space station flyover. Okay, and then Sunday, high in the low to mid-90s again. Spotty random hit-or-miss storms here and there, especially later in the afternoon and evening. Then on Monday, not much change in the overall pattern. This morning, Calm winds, a little mist, a few high clouds I noticed, 94% relative humidity now, and the temperature is 73 at 639.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
All right, coming up, we have the cheap and trashy, including a couple of previews of movies that are opening up this weekend. And next hour, Jay will have random facts, and you'll have a chance to win $10 with our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. So make sure you have your note-taking devices handy.
It's showtime.
So what we're going to do now is just hang out, wait for our friends at Alabama Rising to join us.
We'll talk about look? Stuff. Your tie is not good.
Oh, it's song. Casual Friday.
Oh, it's Casual Friday.
Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The time now is 6:40. The Hot 100 debuted in 1958, and Billboard is celebrating the chart's 60th birthday with a list of the top 100 Hot 100 songs of all time.
Yeah, it was calculated by chart performance with a little human tinkering to allow for, quote, changes in chart methodology over the years. And here is your top four. At number four, it's Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars.
Wow.
Number three is Mac the Knife by Bobby Darin. Number two, one of my go-to karaoke songs, Smooth by Santana featuring Rob Thomas. And the number one song of all time is The Twist by Chubby Checker.
Wow.
I don't agree with any of that.
No, no.
I am shocked that Smooth was that up
I'm
that high.
I'm shocked that Uptown Funk is on there.
I can understand Chubby Checker, though, because when that came out, it chopped a
And then they had the second song, Let's Twist Again.
Yeah.
It was so good, they had to do another one.
Well, I'm sure that our disc jockeys over at 93.1 will have a lot to say about what their favorite songs are. Good morning, guys.
Spinning
good
the hits. Morning. Yeah. This is the most ridiculous list I've ever seen.
It's horrible.
Yeah. It's There is 100 songs. There's not a cent. There's no Chicago. There's no Foreigner. There's no Boston.
Beatles. There's no Beatles. Stones,
there's some Beatles songs on there. There's a couple. I looked through the 100. Not in the top 10, but I looked through the 100. There's some Beatles songs
on
there.
Is the Clash on there?
No, if it's not in the top 10, the Beatles should have at least one, if not two songs in this top 10 list.
Some of these people I don't even know. You know, for instance, I don't know. How did they determine
There's a Kenny Rogers song on here, and it's not even The Gambler. It's Lady, for God's sake.
No, that's sacrilege. I know somebody can 84 or can 84 that can karaoke that song really well.
Let's go to...
Number one.
The Twist by Chubby Checker was kind of a novelty song. That's the biggest and best.
Of all time?
Do the math. 60 years of Hot 100 songs, top 100 every year. That's 6,000 songs.
Yeah.
And that's number one?
No.
Can't buy it.
I don't know.
Just can't
I don't
buy
know
it.
How they did this. Yeah.
Where's Duran Duran on this list?
I kind of like to go around the room and around the studio to find out what everybody's personal number one song of all time would
start?
Be.
You want to start?
Emily, back to you.
I can't do that. That's so hard. That's like that's like the five records you take on on a desert island. I mean, right now it's I don't know.
Africa by
I mean, I always love that. Yeah. But then I mean, pretty much anything by the Clash. No. The Clash. Know Your Rights. That's one of my favorite songs.
I can't do that. I can't. It's like, what is your favorite child? You know, if you're a parent.
Well,
you know,
I mean, in my family, it's pretty easy.
I'm thinking, if you're on a desert island, you make your own music.
Oh yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Coconuts. Bang on coconuts.
What about you, Jay? What's your favorite song?
Oh, my favorite song. It's so tough to pick a favorite, but if I really had to choose, obviously I got to go with the band that I'm the biggest fan of, which is U2.
And they belong on there.
Yeah, I would pick one. By U2.
One.
So. Oh, I Will Follow from U2 is a really good jam.
All right. How about you guys?
I love Glycerin by Bush. That's my
favorite. Oh, that's great.
See,
oh, that's
a lot of the
really
that
good.
I listen to
you buy that at a pharmacy?
Wouldn't it be on this list?
What do you listen to, Andrew?
What? Is that over the counter, that Glycerin thing you mentioned?
Songwriters who.
No, it's a by a 90s grunge band.
It's Bush. It's Bush, man. Well, we already know what Andrew likes to karaoke to.
The song I'm going to throw out there is September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh my
that's
really
God,
good.
That is a jam. No one can be sad listening to that song. That comes on, that first little bit comes on, you start
she
bouncing
likes
around.
It.
I love
she
that.
Likes
We'd
it.
Never
I
know.
Love that. If you listen to Kiss, you would know.
Bad Moon Rising by Creedence, guys.
Ryan, very quickly, thanks. Do you have one?
No, I don't have one, but I guess a song that always puts me in a great mood is Wagon Wheel by Old Crow Medicine.
Wow.
Actually, Bob Dylan wrote that song, if you didn't know that.
Hey, Bob Dylan.
Oh, no. Ryan.
All right, we got to wrap it up.
Have a great weekend.
We talk about this all day. Y'all have a great weekend.
See you too.
Well.
Ryan.
Really? I did not expect that from
him. What was the song?
I hate that song.
Wagon Wheel.
By who?
Old Crow Medicine Show. Yeah.
It's an unfinished Dylan song. And it should have stayed unfinished.
Like a wagon wheel.
Johnson City, Tennessee. It's horrible.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
That was all horrible, over the place.
I just didn't expect it from Ryan.
They can't talk to us about music in a 3-minute segment. That's a day-long thing.
I sent them the chart as an. Here's something we could talk about.
No, but I'm just saying we're all so passionate about it that it's hard to.
I am not a DJ either.
Yeah, I've never been called a disc jockey.
Do you feel like that lowers your status?
Rich Thomas is on air talent.
Don't call me a DJ.
I actually hate that term myself. It always reminds me of a little man in a checkered shirt sitting on a turntable spinning around. DJ. I'm not a disc jockey.
What do you prefer? What do you prefer?
Radio personality.
Did you ever queue up records on a turntable and...
Oh, yeah, I did.
Me, no. Never did. That's why I'm not a disc jockey.
I would do it at home pretending that I was a DJ. Does that count?
No.
Because I would look for the grooves and the... And I would... Yeah. I am a weird person.
God, Ebony and Ivory made the list.
Ebony.
Hold on. I want to get that on the air as soon as we can.
Shortwave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? Shut up.
This just in, Emily says she's a weird person. If you're going car shopping this weekend, perhaps somebody's getting ready to head off to school. Perhaps you need a vehicle for the carpool at school because you've been added this year. If you're looking for something that will work, that has value, comes at a great price, and with the important signature of Jack Ingram on the back, stop by and see Jack Ingram at Tip Tames. And the team at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Everything you see on the lot there, and there's almost 200 choices at any given time, give or take, here or there, in all price ranges from under $5,000 to just over $25,000. And you can shop by price range if you know what your budget is. And you can also shop by type and model. Sedan, van, SUV, truck, BMW, Audi, and more. They give you all the choices and break them out a bunch of different ways to make it easier for you. And then when you stop and visit them to test drive or look at the vehicles you're interested in, I can promise you the most unused car shopping experience you will ever have. We are 3-time purchasers at Jack Ingram, and there'll probably be a 4th in the next within the next year or so. Yeah.
Well, the fleet is growing, huh?
Well, one will come back and one will go out, and maybe at the end of the school year, one will come back and another will go out. We have to see. We have to see. But terrific, folks. Jack Ingram, SignatureUsedCars.com to start online this morning at 6:47. Traffic and then the cheapest trash.
Traffic is brought to you by Oaks Exterminating. Call Ricky Norsworthy, the bug man at Oaks Exterminating, for prompt professional pest control. That's Oaks Exterminating, 265-6674.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Everything's rolling along pretty well this morning. Not seeing any accidents, no delays, maybe a little road construction here and there over on Highway 31 around the Cooters Pond area and up around Mount Meigs on 85 north and southbound. No traffic delays in those areas, but there are traffic markers there, so be careful. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop Goodwill and GNC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Isn't the tactic mud and we're just going to fling it as much as we can?
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's tremendous.
Just never gets old.
It's inevitable that something's going to happen.
I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. God gives us relatives to help us through hard times.
At 5:45 a.m., April 18, 1906, a massive earthquake shook San Francisco and set off fires everywhere. The earthquake also broke water mains all over the city, and firefighters were soon overwhelmed. Fortunately, someone discovered one working fire hydrant, and firemen were able to use it to keep the Mission District from burning up. To celebrate its dependability in time of crisis, the fire hydrant was painted gold, and every April 18th at 5:45 a.m., it gets a fresh new coat of gold paint. Solomon said that one of the greatest things about family is that you can depend on them in times of crisis. In Proverbs 17, he wrote, "A brother is born for adversity." So what if this week I write a thank you note to a relative who helped me through a crisis? What if I celebrate how much I value their dependability and help? God gives us relatives to help us through hard times, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of CenterPoint, centeringlives.com.
I can't believe someone broke into our home and went through all of our things.
It happens every day, every hour. Someone is broken into.
I feel so violated. What would have happened if my kids and I were home?
You don't have to be a victim. You can feel safe and secure in your own home. ESS, Electronic Security Service, can give you peace of mind with whole home security systems, medical alerts, fire and carbon monoxide alerts, and child care monitoring at your fingertips. ESS, low-rate 24/7 security monitoring, home automation, video, and access control. ESS, giving peace of mind since 1971. 47 years later, have an existing problem? No problem. Protect your home with high-def surveillance. A locally owned and caring company. ESS. Write this number down. 279-9141. 279-9141. Electronic Security Service. 279-9141. ESS. AESBL license number 002.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery. Hoping everyone had a wonderful summer. With back to school right around the corner, I just wanted to remind all of our customers that we are ready to get back to work for you. From t-shirts to backpacks and everything in between, AKD can handle all of your promotional product needs. If you're looking for that unique graphic, let our talented artists help put together that perfect design for your next event. And with more than 30 years in the industry, our team at AKD will make sure your experience with us is fun and hassle-free. So please give us a call at 277-8433 for our Montgomery office, or 361-2133 for our Prattville office. And because of our wonderful customers, AKD is busier than ever, and we have positions open in our screen printing department. So anyone interested in joining the AKD family, please consider applying by going to our website at goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pet Food Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's, now in the Pet Food Shops. Thanks.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our six locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values with mail-in rebates on select tires. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers.
Prattville Carpet wants to let you know about their new incredible waterproof flooring. It'll stand up to kids, pets, everyday spills and messes. Just call 285-8117. They'll be glad to come out and give you a free estimate and let you know about the 12 months interest-free credit they're offering. And don't forget about the incredible Smart Strand Carpet with hundreds of different designs for your bedrooms, living room and dining rooms. Call today, 285-8117. Prattville Carpet appreciates your business.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Capital City Ace Hardware ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Capital City Ace Hardware on Taylor Road. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. Help us cram the van for Montgomery's Public Schools. Cram the van from Capital City Ace Hardware and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in.
Cow. That's all I hear.
We've identified the cow. Breaking news. On this Talk Out of Group, we're one of 654. These are two of the movies opening this weekend.
Now playing Slender Man. A group of teens undergo a terrifying ritual when their parents tell them it's time for back-to-school shopping. Slender Man, now playing.
And this one.
In theaters, The Meg. An ancient creature with a giant mouth spreads terror. Hollywood sleazebags hear about the big mouth and, out of habit, send over hush money. The Meg, now showing.
All right, question for the group here. What do the following stars have in common? Carrie Fisher, Clint Eastwood, Angelina Jolie, Robert Redford, and Robert De Niro.
What Dead. No, I'm sorry. They're not.
Almost.
What do they all have in common?
A nose. They all have a nose.
No. They all have no star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh. And don't you have to buy that?
Yeah, it costs about $40,000. And the person that nominates you for the walk is technically on the hook to pay the money. So, but the stars, once they've been so honored, they usually step up and pay for it. But obviously, there's some cheapskates that don't want to lay out $40,000 for a star on the Walker Hall of Fame.
They're even holding a spot for Clint Eastwood.
Are they?
They're keeping a spot open in front of the Man's Chinese Theater for his. Or not for his star. I think it's for his handprint.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the other thing is the sidewalk with the handprints.
Who did that at Grumman's? Who's the real famous out front? Was it... maybe we can Google that.
Marilyn Monroe?
No. It's but on that order of big time.
Big time celebrity, yeah. Sean Connery does not have a star on the Walk of Fame. As you heard earlier this hour, they have come up with a new category for the Academy because the viewership is continuing to go down, and it went down big time last. So new categories being added.
Are boring, so we at the Academy have added exciting yet specific new categories like Best Crotch Kicking Scene.
Oh, my crotch!
Best Star Wars Spinoff with Chewbacca. Best Star Wars Spinoff without Chewbacca.
Where's Chewie?
Best Reboot of Batman's Origin Story.
Oh no, my parents were killed again.
Best Fast and Furious movie released in the past 6 months. Best movie based on a TV show, based on a comic book, based on a 70s TV commercial.
Huh?
And finally, most romantic crotch-kicking scene.
I love you. Marry me.
Ow! My crotch!
Oh, that Batman bit is great.
The best part of it was hearing Jay react.
I was about to say, it's so rare that you really just get super tickled like that.
You gotta understand. This is oh God, this poor kid has had his parents killed like 800 times. Because every time they want to do anything in a new media, let's tell them. Like, so to hear that, oh no, my parents are killed again.
God.
There was a...
So good.
Going way back, there was a serialized Batman, I think in the 40s, that used to run on Saturday in and around the main features when... My dad told me for a dime they could spend the whole day in the theater and not see a rerun. Casey Affleck says he's sorry for being unprofessional on the set in reaction to accusations.
Apparently several times.
Yeah, from the Me Too movement. There's never going to be an end to this. There's never going to be an end of people accused or people making accusations. I think we've only scratched the surface. Macaulay Culkin, make that face.
No!
I have a copy of that face on Facebook. He says he's turned down The Big Bang Theory 3 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
He's kind of he's odd a duck.
Oddball, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is.
I saw an interview with him where he basically, he said he had, not guilt, but he just feels weird because he's got all this money from when he was a kid that he got when he came of age or whatever, and he doesn't feel like he earned that money. He feels like he's spending somebody else's money.
Oh, that's silly. I'd spend it for him.
But he's, but you know, I mean, I can kind of understand that. You did all that work as a kid. That still must have been fun to make movies and stuff.
That
but then
movie
turn
runs year round on the Encore channels, and I'll still tune in just to watch the scene.
One and two, yeah. But you know, did you see a couple of years ago when he was in the tabloids and he looked like he was going to die?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad.
He was on something.
Yeah, he was.
But then he started that band, the Pizza Underground, where they just rewrote Velvet Underground songs to be about pizza.
Velvet Underground.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, what was their, they had a hit. They did, was it You Keep Me Hanging On? They did like a rock version of that was a mid-charter around 68.